Hello and good morning, my fellow BBC fans. It's the 4th of March, which is great. Friday, thank goodness for that. I can't believe we're into March already. Pilar can't believe it either. Can you, Pilar? No. Let's get you a microphone one of these days so you can actually speak to me. Okay, well, it's Friday. And, well, as you may be aware, if you follow our audio booze and things, I consider myself to be the number one fan of the BBC. Obviously, I don't like everything. It would be impossible. The BBC appeals to various demographics and things, and it would be impossible for me to be in each of those demographics. You know, you have BBC Radio 1 aimed at young people, and you have Radio 2 aimed at older people. Well, obviously, I can't be in both of those demographics, so there will be certain things, certain programs, certain services I simply have no interest in, no inclination to become interested in. Although I was a fan of the Radio 1 back in the 80s and early 90s before a certain Mr. Bannister went in and sacked all me favourite DJs, but that's another story. Okay, right, let's not dwell on the past. He actually has a programme at the moment on, I think, the World Service and Radio 4, if I'm not mistaken, the last word he does. Poor Radio 1 never got a last word. You know, when just while we're on this topic, when Bruno Brooks was sacked for being a dinosaur, he was about the same age as Chris Moyles is now. So, just a thought. Right, okay, here we go. This is our little BBC highlight program, which we've started to do, and people write in, Steve, I enjoyed your little BBC highlight thing. We normally use the information that, provided by the BBC Press Office, which is a fantastic little sort of part of the main BBC website, bbc.co.uk/pressoffice, and they have all the information on sort of the latest things on radio and television, sort of highlights and things. I love it. I'm always there. Another one that I love is the BBC Radio 4 Feedback Programme. Fantastic show. Gives you a chance to really sort of, you know, sort of let off steam and tell them what you think. I love it. It's great. Say what you want, within reason, of course. And you feel so much better. I do, anyway, when I do something. And I was quite chuffed because I got the debate about, is it necessary to have RP on the BBC when, you know, only 2% of British people speak with RP. And I'm a teacher at a university, and I have to keep telling people, listen, not everyone speaks like Hugh Grant in England. And they're all, oh my goodness, is that true? So, and I have to explain the whole situation of English, of Southern English, Northern English, and everything. I spend most of my time trying to defend my position on this at the university, because people are simply unaware of a world beyond received pronunciation. So I managed to get that issue onto the table at the feedback Twitter. They retweeted my little comment, which I thought was nice. So I have all my favourite little BBC things. The archive people are fantastic, and they've got fantastic collections. My personal favourite is the children's BBC broom cupboard thing. So I've got all kinds of sort of favourite bits, but, you know, sort of generally under the umbrella of the BBC, I love the BBC, and I will fight anybody, not literally, I'll fight anybody who sort of has a go at the BBC. And I've just left a comment on the Radio 5 Facebook thing, because I can't believe Kelvin McKenzie was given a platform in which he was spouting his extreme sort of Tory views. This is a man who made a documentary for Channel 4 a long time ago in which he advocated the wholesale privatisation of the BBC. He hates the BBC. He detests it. But the BBC keeps giving him a platform, and I don't know if they pay him or he does it for free, but I can't believe they keep inviting him back. And his, you know, he was editor of the Sun newspaper, and the lies that his newspaper spread caused readership of the paper to drop by 80% because of lies, and he keeps on getting brought back. So it's nice to sort of go into these forums and things and let off a little bit of steam.